This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, still a couple of drinking toasts with Sean today. We got a little bottle of champagne back there we're going to pop. Bad
all
jokes possibly coming up. Tiffers. We might just kick the whole damn show. We don't know exactly what we're going to do. Do you want to make a get to the comments real quick?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's comments coming in, all kinds of questions. This one I think is fair. It says, what got you guys into radio in the first place? That's one question. But more than that, was it something you always wanted to do, or did it just kind of happen?
No, it's something I always wanted to do.
Sure.
From the time that I was 16 years old. 15 years old, probably.
I was 8, heard Dr. Demento, said I want to do that.
We used to. I used to make personalized comedy routines on a little cassette tape.
You were funny back then.
And bits. No. I just attempted to. It was complete and utter failure, but I knew what I wanted to do. All right, speaking of your farts, we have something here. Do we, Mike? Mike, did you?
We do indeed.
All right. We're not going to get fired on this, all right?
I don't. What is it?
It's just you farting.
Well, I fart all the time.
I searched way back into the vault, and I found actually a clip. It is a 2.5-minute clip of just your fart, Steve.
Let's go back in time.
Damn. Now, you'd like to see if I could take it to 120. You've been waiting to see if you could take it to 120. And that they have had situations where they have been able to be... Jesus.
Garlic!
Steve.
99.9 KISW, Ola Bicholas, Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
Garlic!
Really, it's your fault.
Whoa! I hope that helps, dude. I really do.
Excuse me.
Ken Rosen.
Garlic!
We get it?
All right. See, no,
the more you drink, the sweeter you get.
I can't do Crown.
We're out.
Sweet. But our show's about to start in 2 hours, and I'm still in there working on the guns.
Okay.
Ooh. Garlic!
Lovely.
Yes.
Smell it.
Right. I mean, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Nice.
Smell it.
Also,
Playtex basically has come to us with an account. They want some rock music to kind of...
Nice.
Garlic!
It's somewhere between 25 and 30.
Garlic! Let's face it. If you saw a guy back in the day, he needed the... Hold on.
Zinks! The hand, but nonetheless, you said you had a good idea. Let's just go buy a bunch of shrimp.
Garlic
crabs. Man, I gotta scoot over.
These are just it's not them. We said, well, instead of selling the shirts for the men's room, excuse me. Garlic.
They're too funny to put rules on.
Garlic.
5% pick George Michaels on What's Your Sex.
5%
chose Salt and Peppa's Push It. To one word together, 101E adore.
Garlic.
Nah. The men's room at KISW.com. We have the emails coming up.
Garlic!
Dude, that wasn't even healthy.
Nah, it really wasn't.
A lot of these, obviously, places. One of those being actually the...
Garlic!
Jesus.
Sorry.
Wow. I didn't know if you were going to... You were up on one cheek. I was just going
to... I had to be very careful with that one.
You know, you've...
Garlic!
You've always been told you were funny by friends.
First walked into the studio this afternoon. Garlic.
I've been worried about my son with his girlfriend. I remember years ago.
Garlic!
Wow! God damn! Gets a ton of fan mail and stuff like that. Jolene gets a ton of fan mail.
Garlic!
And CDs.
Back in 2003, when the war first broke out. Oh, hang on. Garlic!
Wow. Jesus.
Dude, sorry.
Oh, God, man. Hurry up.
Here you go.
Not another one. Hurry up so we can get out of the room.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story.
Hurry up. Fire up another one.
That's 1/100th of what we've had to do. 1/1000th.
There are some good ones on there. By the way, someone, they had asked earlier, why did you stop shouting garlic after every time you fart? Which, listening to it now, that's so stupid. I don't know, man. We just stopped.
That was a Larry King thing.
Larry King retired.
Right. Larry King. Wasn't it something about, like, helping you move your bowels or whatever it was? Like, I'm Larry King for Garlic.
Right. He did commercials for Garlic. And then audio came out of, like, a microphone behind him doing interviews. And you could hear him ripping farts.
Right.
While he's still doing Larry King live and all that stuff, you know? So, I mean, right. That, I think that's how you started just screaming Garlic.
It's amazing what you forget.
It's also kind of funny. You can hear the disappointment in your own voice sometimes. Like, oh, hang on.
You can hear the disappointment in our voice. Jesus. All right, Mike, where are you taking us this time?
Well, it's a classic clip that I always love to play. Our friend Donovan actually gave a call in and basically gave voice to what we all think about Thrill when we first hear his voice.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
Hello, Donovan. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, I just wanted to say, man, look, I can understand that you have a game called, you know, Genelopoly, and you have the other game called Redneckopoly and all that stuff. I get it. But being an African-American, hearing you say Niggeropoly is kind of on the fence. You know what I mean? I listen to you guys' show all the time, but it gets a little much when you start throwing the N-word around. You know what I mean?
I hear you, but I will say this. It is absolutely on the fence, but there's two ways you can look at this, and I've taken my own path on this, and true, it's for anyone. The one side says, look, if everyone just stops saying that, the word goes away. And in my experience, that is not even remotely close to being true. So I feel like I'm going to step in reality with that. That's my position on it. You can disagree, but the word hasn't gone away. I can promise you. So the other side of that is take it head on. What happens is you get to do exactly what you're doing, which is you have a discussion about it head on. Instead of just complaining about what you don't like to hear, which all of us can do, and it's human nature, and you're absolutely right. But the flip side is, when things come up, if you can talk about it in a form like this, not all that political crap, not the soapbox, not the podium, it's not for TV to advertise my hair relaxer and all the rest of this garbage and BS that we're fed all the time, we will sit here and we can have an open and honest conversation. So I get what you're saying. I'm probably not going to stop, but understand that's not to offend you. I'm just saying the point is, at least someone like you calls and says their piece. But I will not sit here and go on the soapbox about it. I can see it could bug people, but the point is, the word does exist. So if it's going to exist, well, I'm going to take it and I'm going to make it my own. I'm not going to run away from stuff. I'm not going to bury my face, and I'm not going to pretend it doesn't happen. That's for guys that are on the soapbox that are lying to you. But that's not the position we're in. That's not something we enjoy people doing to us. So instead of insulting people's intelligence and tiptoeing around the word, because to me there's no difference between saying N-bomb and saying nigger. If you said N-bomb, well, the implication's already there. That's almost more insulting. So I'd rather just say
that's
it
what I say.
Me too. I go with N-bomb too.
I go with N-bomb. You tell me how to say it, I'll say it.
If anyone else is listening, I'm an N-bomb guy.
I'm going to speak from the white contingency on this show and say N-bomb is safe by me.
Yeah, it's just not me, man. I just don't bury my head in the sand. It's not good and nothing gets done.
You know? You're not even letting me start. You're not even letting me say anything.
Look, go ahead.
It's like this. You shouldn't say stuff that you wouldn't say in somebody's face. You know what I'm saying?
I would say that in anyone's
that's
face.
That's the truth, because I bet you $5 million to $1 you wouldn't go up when the Seahawks are around and start dropping the N-word without getting, you know, put in your place.
So, why would I drop the N-bomb as a black guy anyway?
Exactly,
I'm a black dude.
Exactly,
why would I say
exactly.
it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if you ain't going to say it to somebody's face, you don't even need to say it at all.
Well, Donovan, listen, I would say it to anyone. So I'm not a guy that backs down from saying stuff.
I bet you would. I bet you would, and I bet you've never said that in a group of blacks, ever. Ever.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not. And I bet you if you did, you'd get put in your place, little homie.
Why would I get put in my place for what?
You know what?
I don't know what.
Saying that word, yeah, hey, all right.
Donovan.
Test that theory out sometime.
Donovan.
Test it out.
Donovan.
At least.
Donovan, hang on. Do you know that I'm a black dude? So when I do hang out with my black friends, it gets dropped a lot. So I've said it a lot in front of black people. My family will say it around each other. My little piece of ass cousin, trust me, that's his goddamn nickname
you're
every other month.
You're black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
are
Donovan.
You kidding me, Donovan?
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a black guy. So when I choose to drop the word nigger, that's quite all right.
I'm giving you this.
I'll tell you what, Donovan, check out the website, all right? Just go to KISW.com.
Wow.
So here's my other problem. When people pass judgment because of my voice, because there's some assumption that a black guy is not supposed to sound bright, that's another problem, too.
No one's saying you sound bright, though.
You see what I'm saying, Larry?
No one's saying you sound bright.
You know, that's a fine point. I just sound white.
Why would you be offended if people think you're bright?
Donovan.
Good times.
God damn, we sound 1,000 years younger.
Yes.
That's the one thing I cannot get away
from. We look 1,000 years older. Ted looks great. We look like ass.
Ted looks better. He does not look great. No. You don't look old. Shut up.
Rob looks wonderful. Mike's young and vibrant. You know what I mean?
I don't know, vibrant.
We look like
Mike's
that.
Young.
Yeah, okay.
There's Cambodian breast milk Botox injections you turned me on to.
I told you, man.
Unstoppable.
That's why.
Well, the gingers age better. You know what I'm saying? Their skin's better. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what redheads are known for. Right. They're great skin.
Yeah, gingers don't crack.
Right. You asked the question today on our special show 3000 here, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Gay-o.
Oh, no.
Oh, you caught me off guard. Thought you guys forgot about me for a minute.
No. You called us.
And then you're on hold, yeah. So we knew you were there. I mean, everything.
Exactly. All right. So I myself have a shot of Hennessy ready to go at my house, but what I want to ask you is also alcohol related. So each one of you guys and Robin, what is your number one, like your favorite all-time drink? And if you got it, where would you drink it at? Like anywhere in the world?
You mean ideally? I will tell you this. I would have a bottle of Casa Noble tequila, some cinnamon, and an orange. Just trust me on that.
That's a good call on the side.
It would be mine, and I would not share, so do not even come up and ask. And I would spend all day probably sitting on a beach. I've never been to Australia. I'd like to think it's Australia, but I know for a fact everything there wants to kill me, so maybe not a beach in Australia.
We live in a wonderful place, but based on where we live, it has to be someplace sunny. So I'm going to go with a bottle of Chilled Who Songs.
It's got to be liquor, huh?
It doesn't have to be. It can be Kool-Aid if that's what you
like,
want.
I love drinking beers. I want to go to Prague and drink beers.
Prague, okay.
Oh, yeah, it could be beer, yeah. Alcohol.
What about you, Robin?
I would go clean German Pilsner, like a Flensburger Pilsner.
Flensburger. Boy, that sounds delicious.
Flensburger. And I would gladly enjoy that staring at the Alps in southern Germany. Why not?
I know Mike would do a bottle of Zima and a milk bag. Mike, what is your preference?
Free. That's my ideal drink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would also say, I forgot his name, the caller.
Ryan.
Ryan. Never be afraid to mix your Hennessy with a little apple juice.
Okay. Hey, Mike, what did you say you had lined up when we get back from the break here? What is it?
Oh, I got a massive highlight reel for you guys.
And just a bunch of crap?
Just a bunch of clips from over the years that are phenomenal.
All right.
And we have a bunch more questions, so we will get to them.
VD approved.
It's VD approved.
That's what I say about my penis. Uh-oh.
Veggie dog. Well, he must have got that party bus for us to take us out of here to our big party as Brian Thorpe's going to announce a special Show 3000 announcement coming up. So it's probably part of all that, I would guess. More of our Show 3000 spectacular coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hang on. Brian Thorpe will join us shortly for a special Show 3000 announcement. We are in the process of actually tracking Brian down. He is somewhere in the building, but we have yet to find him. But he is supposed to show up here in just a couple minutes. So we'll get to Brian Thorpe for our special Show 3000 announcement. In the meantime, we need to go back in time one more time. Mike, where are you taking us now?
Miles, a few years back, you told us a harrowing story of a vacation gone completely wrong.
I don't remember.
All right. So let's find out.
Back in. This is more than, I guess, just getting away, but trying to avoid a certain person. So we my wife and I, we first start dating. And when we're first starting the day, we're having lots of sex. We're having lots of fun.
Sure.
You're first starting the day. You're having a great time. So, like, I don't know, almost a year goes by and we decide, all right, well, we're still dating. Let's take a vacation. We haven't taken a vacation. We're a couple. You know, when you're single, it's kind of harder to, unless you're going with a group of friends somewhere. I did a couple of those. But, you know, like, hey, man, let's take a vacation. So they had this deal that you could fly to the Dominican Republic and stay at a nice resort and all this stuff. And it was relatively cheap. The Dominican was just kind of basically starting their thing.
Right.
So they didn't have a lot of resorts, but it was new and upcoming, and they were offering incredible deals to go down there. The flights are cheap from Baltimore. It's like a 2.5-hour flight to get to Punta Cana or wherever you're going down there. So we're like, you know what? Let's go down there for a week. We'll stay at one of those all-inclusive places. We'll have sex. We called it Effapalooza. And we're going to have a great time. Okay? We're going to have a great time. So we get on the plane, and I'm walking down the aisle with my bag. And you know how you have that one person that you work with that just couldn't be any more annoying?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, I work with this person. I used to work with this person very closely on a daily basis. And you know when you just want to get away
three times a day.
You know when you just want to get away from work for a while? And so I'm like, I just wanted to get away. And it wasn't that we were working at that point in time together. We weren't. We had worked before in the past. And I remember one, you know, time after I got fired or whatever, I was just thinking to myself, thank God I don't have to deal with her anymore. So I'm walking down the plane with my new girlfriend that I'm going to have a whole week of sex with. And I hear, hey, Miles. And I look over and I'm like, oh, God. What are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm on the food connoisseur. And I'm like, you are? Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you. How you been doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to go back to my seat. I get on the plane. And I'm sitting there reading a book, whatever. Got the headphones on. I got a tap on the shoulder. Hey, is this your new girlfriend? Oh, yeah, it's my new girlfriend. Oh, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, I'll send you a drink. I'm like, okay, all right. This is almost like, what about Bob? So we get to the freaking airport, all right? And they have these shuttle buses. And the shuttle buses are available to take people to one of, I don't know, 10 different locations. 10 different locations on the island. Resorts aplenty. Hundreds of rooms in each of these resorts. I get on the shuttle bus. It's taken like 3 or 4 stops. So you're going to stop at a few hotels. So I've still got my chances, right? She gets on the bus. And I'm like, oh, God. Jesus.
Is she with somebody else or solo?
No.
Oh. No. Just decided to take the same deal she saw in the paper that I did.
All right. First stop.
Hey, you know what hotel you're staying in?
No, I haven't really checked the itinerary yet. I am doing everything that I can to not tell her where we're staying, because I figure if she knows where we're staying, as soon as I check into the hotel,
she's going to be there.
The phone's going to ring. Ring.
Yeah.
Hey, where you guys going to dinner?
I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not going to tell her what hotel I'm in. Another hotel goes by. The last hotel on the thing. And I'm now wife. And I look over, and there is frickin' Karen. And she's still on the bus smiling. I can't believe we're staying in the same hotel. And I'm like, oh, God. So, of course, you know, check into the room. Things are good. I mean, all right, let's just go down to the pool. There's a bar. Let's get a beer. I mean, literally, just drop the bags. You know what I mean? Go down there. I swear to God, I go down there. She's already in a beach hat. She's got her flip-flops on. She's already in a bathing suit. She's drinking a pina colada. She's like, I figured you'd come down here. Right. And I'm like, so for one week, man, like every place that I went, like I'm just turning the corner like, oh, God, she's going to be there. And then she's just going to, like, she's like, you know, she's one of those people who's like, so, how's Chris doing? Well, you just said you just saw him last week. Yeah, he's doing real good. Right. Why did you ask me how he was doing then? You just saw him. You know what I mean? Like, she's one of those people. And I'm telling you, man, she definitely got at least a good 6 hours in on the week. Like, she figured out a way to get in at least 6 hours of solid talk time. Like, you never believe. I was hungover at God, just like trying to eat some toast one morning. And I'm like, what are you guys doing after breakfast? Just like, Jesus, I don't know. I was thinking about killing myself. You want to go? I mean, God.
Join me.
I mean, you have to remember, I mean, even before that, I just gone through a divorce. Like, I finally am getting laid. I got a girlfriend. We're getting out of town. We actually enjoy each other's company. And then, like, hello. Just like, God hates me. God hates me. I mean, hates me. It was the damnedest thing. I mean, and the thing is that it was a really nice place, but they've got like maybe one main area where they serve breakfast and one main area where they serve dinner, and then like one like Italian restaurant.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like one of those off to the side. Basically, you could eat at like two places. You know what I mean? So like, I can't get away from her. I can't. No. I can't. Like, I can go to the pool.
Hey,
if I go to the beach, she's there. It's like every time I turned around, she's just standing like, hey. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then after that, of course, even when I did run into her, she's like, you think about going down to Dominican again? I'm going in like 3 weeks. I'm like, I'm never going there again. That is all you. My girlfriend, wife now, at the time, thought it was funny as hell. And then by day two, she realized what I was talking about. And then we were both on the same team. Before it was just like, ah, and then it was, I'm going to kill her too. I told you this would happen. I told you. When did you have to just...
Did you ever go back?
No. No, she probably lives there.
Man, if I had known Mike was going to play that clip, I would have done everything I could to track her down and be like, look, man, just do a call in. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Congratulations.
That's like 14 years. Where are you moving to?
I mean, you said it, but the amazing thing is it wasn't like you were at a local beach.
No. Right. No. I was in La Romana. I was in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
Right.
Jeez, a whiz.
Okay, let's see here. Still to come, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. Some comments come rolling in you want to mention?
Yeah, there are. So one, look, I just want to address it now and we'll get to it later. So a lot of people at the end of the show, we say for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, I really wish everyone that listened to the show already knew the story, only because to share the story, I'm telling you, man, it's going to put tears in your eyes.
Yeah, it's sad.
We'll get to it because instead of me explaining it, I'd rather read the letter that came to us.
Oh, you don't do that.
That inspired. Okay, I don't want to, but it puts it in perspective. And I'm telling you, we have to do this once a year and it kills me. Someone else said, can you tell the toss salad story? And there's only one toss, and it's just this. And Miles and I had been working together, I don't know, a couple of months at this point. And we got along very well. And both, we actually united. Just go, how'd you guys meet? Just know that the night we did meet, the true icebreaker was the fact that we both smoke weed. And on the East Coast at this time, that was a big major statement to make that. So anyway, one day, Miles says to me, we're sitting in the studio, and he goes, hey, man, after work, do you want to go back to your place and toss the salad? And I admired Miles for being so open about things. And yeah, I just said, hey, no, man.
Forward thinker.
No, I don't.
We're too cheap for toilet paper.
And then there's like 10 seconds pass, and Miles is like, well, why not? I said, man, it's just not something I do. Miles comes back, well, hey, look, you know, I thought we were friends. I said, we are friends. I just don't want to toss salad with you. I don't understand why this is so difficult for you to accept, right? Because it's starting to get awkward, man, right? You know what I mean? I appreciate it, but no. A couple more seconds go by. Come on, man. After work, let's just get together. We go to your place, right? And we toss the salad. It's like, Miles, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's not going to happen. Then there's an awkward pause. We're looking at each other. Miles goes, wait a minute. What did you think I meant when I said that? I said, well, what did you mean when you said that? Miles said, I meant, I know you have a little bit of weed left. I have a little bit of weed left. We combine it, toss the salad. I'm like, oh, thank God. Yeah, I will do that. So we explain, like, hey, man, just so you know, no one else on this planet is going to think that's what you mean when you said, I thought you wanted me to do the swirly. And that's why I was trying to be cool. I could not believe you kept, come on, man. I thought we're friends. Like, I don't know what kind of friends you have. I don't do that for my friends.
I was not, at that point in time, I did not know what that meant in the alternative universe.
I know it does not mean what you said.
Did we, did we find Brian Thorpe in the building? Is he here? Is he coming in to see us?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. Do we have him on the phone? All right. Where is Brian Thorpe?
Hello, Brian Thorpe.
Hola.
Hi.
What are you doing, Brian? Did you take off early?
Louis?
You're in St. Louis.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing in St. Louis?
Don't brag, Brian.
It's beautiful here. I'm visiting my wife's family.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
But I thought your wife was white. So you wait. St. Louis, man.
Wow. Well, good for you.
When did
What's
you leave for?
I thought you were supposed to come in and do a special announcement for us today. Well, you know, man, we'll just let you do it. Go ahead and hit the. Do we have it? Let's just do it. I know it's. We didn't know you were in St. Louis. We thought you were going to be here, but we're going to let you still do the announcement. So here we go. Go ahead, you do it.
What am I announcing?
It's our show 3000.
Whatever the big celebration.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
dude.
I didn't know. That's impressive. 3000.
Wait, you're in St. Louis?
I'm proud of you guys.
I thought you guys were gonna.
You've been here for 2500. You've been here for 13 years. We've worked with you for 13 of the 14 years that we have been here. So not only are you unaware that it's show 3000, because God knows Miles has not been subtle about this, and you're not even in the freaking city.
So there's no party, there's nothing.
You're visiting your Bart family.
Yeah, if I'd have known, I would have planned a party for you for sure.
That's fantastic.
But no one told me, so I'm sorry, I guess.
So, all right. All right.
Well, Brian's horse.
Yeah. So you would have planned a party.
Yeah.
We could have.
Yeah, we could have got, like, you know, we could have got Cape's horns, you know. Maybe even Ted could have, like, you know, renewed his vows to himself. I don't know. Would have been fun. I just wish I'd have known.
Would have been time.
Okay. I mean, we don't want to be presumptuous. We just kind of thought, like, he's going to spring something awesome. Right. Mm-hmm. That was the whole thing. This will be cool. We'll share it with our listeners.
So nothing. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's great.
I'm sorry.
Have a great weekend.
I'll make sure. You too. I will make sure to reply all of the company email that celebrates the 3,000th show, though, so you know that. So.
We'll get you your Flacco Broncos quarterback jersey.
Thank you.
Order.
Thank you, Brian Thorpe. We appreciate it. We thought you were going to have something for us.
Okay, have fun with the black people.
Okay, well, we probably have something later on.
That was not good.
That was exciting.
Let's
I
read,
feel better about myself.
Jesus Christ. I figured it was going to be something cool.
Like, he's the guy. He's the guy that plans the stuff. If you go to any event, he's the guy that does it.
Like, we're taking over Elysian for the night.
Right.
Something like
that. We've worked with this man for 13 of our 14.
Okay. All right.
Hey, yeah. But he's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
We did.
He's probably on the company dime.
We did not know
that. Oh, they flew me out here.
All right, let's see here.
Maybe he's going to hang a banner from the Ark.
The
Arch.
Arch, yes.
I wasn't really prepared to do anything after that because I figured it would be... Okay, let's just get back into these questions.
Just do that.
Since there's no party on our 3,000th show.
Man, thank you guys, yes. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't ask, no party, frowny face. Yeah, we know. You don't... Yeah,
that's
thank
great.
You, yes.
But we'll probably get a pizza here somewhere, some chicken wings. Okay, let's go back to the men's room, mensroomlive.com. Some of your questions. If you could bring back any old gamer segment, like Stunts on a Dime, GTL Month, Beat My Tweet, or something like that, which one would you choose? Possibly the Alcohol of Fame party.
You know what? I did enjoy the Alcohol of Fame party. The liquor board always misread what the point of it was, and I'm not criticizing them. It sounds like it's going to be a lush event, but it wasn't. It just proved to be problematic. Stunts on a Dime, I truly enjoyed. But there's a reason I enjoyed Stunts on a Dime, because I never did the stunt. Ted, you were always the guy trying to swallow the cinnamon, drink milk in a gallon of milk in 1 hour. All of these, basically, you know what it is? It is kind of like all of these online challenges, except before it became Tide Pods and all the stupid stuff. Ted was
right,
the guy.
It was actually edible.
Yeah.
But some of the times, like you did the cinnamon challenge with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
The beauty was you did it. So the whole idea was Kid Rock is here, right? And Ted said, hey, man, if I can do. So the idea is, I guess you can't just swallow a teaspoon of cinnamon.
It's supposed to be impossible.
And Ted's like, I'm going to do. If I do this, can I get tickets to the show? Kid Rock's like, yeah, sure. Ted tries. Ted fails miserably.
Enter the brew.
Coming up, we'll drink it. Tell us with a shout.
Oh.
And that happens.
That's pretty exciting.
And the great thing about it is, so Ted's choking on the stuff. This goes on for a few minutes. Kid Rock's laughing. And in the end, Kid Rock goes, dude, you could just ask me for tickets. I'd have given them to you.
That was also the infamous day where I said, why does everybody call you Bob? And he goes, because it's my name, Ted. Like, the fact that he name-checked
I know.
Me,
yeah,
I was like, oh.
I feel like
I like GTL Month. I thought we had a good time doing that when Jersey Shore was in fashion. I enjoy going to the tanning bed.
I know.
You guys were so happy. This is a black guy telling the white guys who just did all of your tanning and all that stuff, right? So I'm out of this. You guys have never been happier than you were for the month you were doing it. Honest to God. You did it as a joke, but by the end of the first week, both of you guys, just listen to your conversation in the office. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's vitamin D, but like, I feel great. I do, too. I mean, like, I really feel good. You were more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, easier to deal with at work. It was amazing.
Yeah. We had a coworker once that, like, I was walking out of the tanning salon, and she was like, you tan now? And I was like, yeah, it's February.
What's wrong with that? Nothing. I'll tell you what I liked. What I liked a lot was... oh, God. I'm just absolutely losing my mind right now. Oh, Bad Choice Friday. We used to do Bad Choice Friday, where at the time before we got syndicated, we would give you the opportunity to vote on just two terrible songs.
Right, they're not rock songs. You'd never play them on the station.
And now there's a format, by the way, basically playing all of that music.
Of course.
You know, we have the sound here in Seattle, and they play a lot of that yacht rock and a lot of those tunes we want to play. We wanted to play Earth, Wind, and Fire September. We played Earth, Wind, and Fire September. Like, if it was a good song, you know what I mean?
Do you remember?
Yeah, it didn't matter if it was On the Road Again from Willie Nelson. We didn't care about the format. It's like, do you like this song or not?
Right.
You know what I mean? It was one of those things where, like, I dug that a lot. I like Give Us Your Wiener. We did this one thing where we would do the shot of the day, and then after you heard the shot of the day, then we'd play a song, but we would come back, and then you would give us the joke based on that story.
That was hit and miss. Actually, someone asked about that today. They said, why did you guys stop doing it? And honest to God, syndication. So it's once time. You syndicate it, right, everything has to be at a certain time, blah, blah, right. blah, 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 blah. And it's just one of those things that we had to get rid of.
And that's why we had to get rid of Bad Choice Friday, because we couldn't say, like, we would love to be on your radio station. And they say, why is this show playing Come On Eileen? You know, like, we're a metal station. And then all of a sudden, we get that. So more of our show 3000 Spectacular coming up. By the way, thanks to Brian Thorpe. And looks
I
like we've...
Bad Choice Friday's
did you,
comment.
Did you, Robin, what were you saying about FCC? Do you have something you want to play on that tip too?
We do. We actually have a special one for everybody this week with Rob Thomas from earlier this week.
Oh, so they've never heard it, right?
Yeah, exactly. They have not heard that on the air, but you can find it on our Instagram, Twitter, and beyond. So.
Okay, cool.
And
yeah,
when you see it, notice how crisp that high five is.
Yes. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid contact.
More of our show 3000 Spectacular coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot today on our show 3000 Spectacular. Real quick here from the emails, the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Robin, what is it like to be the only woman on the show? That is from Tanya, who listens down in San Jose. She says, cheers, guys, and congratulations.
Well, thank her for listening from down in California. That's awesome. It's fine. It's actually just fine. I get that question so often.
Do you really?
I get asked, how do you do it? As if I'm a mother with, like, quintuplets or something. And it's
do we make your life miserable?
Yeah, no. Okay. It's really... That's the thing. It's not bad. I feel like we genuinely get along and we look out for each other and we only talk... You know, massive S on each other behind each other's back. So it's
sure,
fine.
Yeah, right.
Grown ups.
It's
cool.
Fine.
Like
exactly.
Grown ups do.
Yeah, no, it's a ton of fun. So I, no real complaints except for the smell.
All right, fair
that's
enough.
Okay, that's
an exception.
That's
but,
good to hear.
But with Robin in the office when I fart, and Robin ends up looking like she looks like a crazy lady swatting a swarm of flies that are not around her.
I
but,
do.
But I like your strategy, all right? So, and she's done this from the day she started. And it's like, look, I fart because that's what I do, and I find it funny. So we'll sit in the office, I'll blow out a fart. And Robin instantly grabs the hand sanitizer, rubs it on her hands real thick, and then waves her hands like the crazy lady.
Yeah.
But it works.
It's true.
It really does,
it works,
man.
And it doubles as me looking like I worship you if someone's passing by.
It really does.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought about it that way.
I look super important. Look
today,
like
we're letting you ask the question. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Congrats on big show number 3000.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad and I listen to you every day at work. Love the show, man. You guys cool. crack us up.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, quick question. It's based on my own terrible experience, but I was curious, what is the worst place you guys have ever had to take a poop?
Honestly, the worst place I ever had to take a poop, I did not use that bathroom. I'd say an important part of my life was a place called the Dirt Church, which was a bar, and even peeing in there was horrible. I had to poop. I refused to use that bathroom, and this was back in Baltimore. There was a light rail stop kind of across the street, so I went behind that on a hill, holding onto a baby tree, very steep hill, holding onto a baby tree, and took a dump on the side. So,
yeah. An old bar in Georgetown in Washington called George Tunes.
Mm-hmm. And 3/4 of an inch of water at a bar called Bernard's in Seattle.
Awesome. We all know instantly.
Yeah. The whole bathroom was flooded. How often have we managed to drink it time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Heroes! And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Austin Heroes! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting. I'm going to get the champagne while you do it.
Please do. And hurry the hell up. Today we toast, honest to God, man, each and every one of you that listen to the show. All right? I just want to put this in perspective for you. So people have been remarkably congratulatory about the 3,000 shows, right?
And fired up.
For us, it's kind of like you get a little retrospective on it, like, holy crap, I can't believe we've done this many shows. But for the last month since we brought it up, the number of emails, the texts, all the stuff that comes in, we, and I mean this honestly, are blown away by how much everybody cares, how kind everyone has been, and we do not understand it, but we recognize that it is the case. So just so that you know, the only way this happened, don't congratulate us, congratulate yourselves, because if you stop listening, we're out of work. It does not get easier than that. So for us, we cannot believe that enough people have listened to and enjoyed this program that we got to do 3,000 episodes, because frankly, there's nothing else we'd rather do. Miles always says it to me after work. He's like, man, if the worst thing we have to do is hang out with our buddies and make each other laugh, then things are okay. So thank you guys, man. If you got a drink,
thanks everybody that says hello.
Drink to yourself. You have no idea. You truly have. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch.
Oh, pop that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.